But how do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
We can do hard things.
Now that I'm on my way.
But how do you like me
now? You still think I'm crazy.
How do you like
Standing
me now?
Standing here today.
Scotty on US 99.
That's right. It's called How Do You Like Me Now? And it's about celebrating your own personal triumph right now. And I think when people hear stories of someone that started out in a really, really hard place and ended up getting out of it and thriving, it gives them a little bit of hope for a hard place that they might be in right now. So if you have been in a hard place and you have gotten yourself out of it to a great place, we want to hear your story now. 312-946-4995. Melinda in Hammond, what is your How Do You Like Me Now story?
When I was 18, I was actually homeless. I didn't have anybody's help and would sleep on like soccer fields or, you know, somewhere that I could. Worked my way through college with 3 full-time jobs and am now a bachelor graduate and just bought my first house.
Oh my God. Listen, I don't know what the circumstances were that led you to be homeless, but for you to look at that situation and be able to claw your way out of it because you knew that you deserve better for yourself is just so special. So congratulations. And let's give you another
How Do You Like Me Now.
Thank you.
All right, Michelle and Elgin, you have a How Do You Like Me Now story. What? Where were you? What happened? Where are you now?
So when I moved to Chicago, I found out my husband at the time was having an affair. So I ended up divorced with 2 kids and no degree.
Oh, my God.
And now the kids are adults and I have 2 masters and I'm working as a teacher and all my kids have graduated college.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you really turned that around. And I'm sure in those moments when you feel like your life just got totally flipped upside down, you probably look there with your hands out and go, what do I do? What do I do now? And you figured it out.
I did. I was like, I'm a mom first. I got to take care of them. And to do that, I needed to better me and then better them eventually. So.
There you go. See, you know, it's always true. It's like you don't know how strong you are till you have to be, you know? And you showed
100%.
Up for yourself and your kids. So congratulations. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Mary-Kate in Brookfield, what is your How Do You Like Me Now story?
Freshman year of college, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Was enrolled in the nursing school, didn't think I could do it, had a breaking point, wanted to quit, wanted to give up, and I didn't. I ended up finishing school 5 years later.
Awesome.
Not in nursing. So I was super upset, didn't think that I was capable of becoming a nurse. I could do it. I was smart enough. I pushed myself to do it. My family pushed myself to do it and supported me. And 4 years later, I became a nurse. And my dream job was to become a NICU nurse. And my first nursing job was in spinal cord rehab. And I kept getting denied from NICUs. And a month ago, I landed my NICU job.
Yes!
Yeah!
I love that. Thank you so much. Like, what a story of just persistence and pushing through. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, some cool work.